So, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another incredible episode of your favorite podcast.
Of course.
Husband.
And life.
Every day,
husband
day, day.
Husband. And life. Husband. And life. Hey, husband. And life.
Uh-huh.
Husband. And life. What you see? Husband. And life. Okay. What we doing today?
We're here.
Winning. What's going on, man?
I'm good, my love, you know, I'm okay. I can't seem to shake this cold. I've had it for like 2 weeks, you know, I don't know what's going on.
It's the man flu.
It's real.
The man flu.
You know, but I'm okay. Trying to get healthier as everybody else in this world, you know, that we live in, you know.
Joining the gyms.
Yes, you know, trying to really train hard, push till... The other day I was deadlifting and my legs ended up shaking. It was a huge shoot. Like, hey, I need to sit down.
Serious leg day.
Serious. But I'm good. What's good with you, man? Talk to me.
I'm okay.
Yeah, what you been doing?
Just living life.
Living life, know? Yeah.
Just living my best. My soft life.
Your soft life, yeah. I see.
I'm resting.
I see.
You know, taking time to heal and rest. That is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
This was going on in my life, you know.
Ah, that's good, then. That's all right for some, you know. You know, out here when some are resting, you know, some are doing school runs, doing, taking people to rugby when you're there in the middle of your matches, doing all of these things.
You're fantastic, Dad. It's fantastic. Fantastic father. Well done.
Moving around, you know, cooking gourmet meals, you know.
What can I say?
You know, some are living soft lives.
Soft life these days because it's very important for my mental health.
It is extremely important.
So that's why I like to take time, you know.
Indeed,
center myself.
Okay.
Self-care.
It's
and all
necessary,
that.
It's essential.
So what are we talking about today, babe?
I think we're talking about keeping score. I think it would be a good day today. What
Very
is the problem
with
basically keeping score in your marriages? How does that affect your marriage?
Yeah, because I'll be doing soft life right now. And you'd be working hard. I love it.
It should be like that. But the problem is keeping score can actually ruin your relationship, isn't it? How do you think it works for us? You know, do we keep score in our relationship? How do we...
We definitely used to. Mm-hmm. There was literally a scoreboard on the wall. I did this, you didn't do this. Mm-hmm. You did this, you didn't do this.
Sorry.
So, man flu.
Oh, it's killing us. I'm listening.
So, yeah, I think we definitely did it a lot when we were a few years in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think now... We've realized that there's no point in having a scoreboard. I mean, when you're in a partnership with someone, when you're working towards, you know, the same goal, the same dream, then, you know, keeping score is not beneficial to you.
Mm.
It doesn't serve your relationship.
What's
the dream?
It just
brings resentment and pain and suffering. The dream is to live with time freedom and financial freedom, and to also raise children that are great human beings.
Amen, amen, amen.
That is the dream.
That is the dream.
That is it.
Okay.
So we always strive towards that. And if you're sitting there doing scoring, if you were scoring, you were saying to me, well, you know, I took Elijah to rugby while you sat here and had a nap.
The naps that take you.
Listen, the naps take me, and I'm going with them. Okay, yeah. I'm resting. So yes, you know, if you did that, if you sat there and did the scoring right now, you'd be very resentful.
Yeah,
you'd be very upset.
You'd be like, bruh, you're in this position. When I left, you were in this position.
The same position. You left me and I'm still there.
Still there,
12
bro.
Hours later. Okay? Because it has to be done sometimes.
Hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you would be really resentful and mm-hmm. you would be upset and it wouldn't help our relationship. We would just be clashing. We would be arguing.
Very much
we'd
so.
Be,
yeah.
There would be no harmony in the house. There'd be war.
Wahala.
And wahala. And also it would impact your children. It would impact the children. And
yeah, because the kids couldn't.
They hear and see everything.
They see everything.
Therefore, they'll be looking at mum and dad. Oh, they're taking score of each other and arguing with each other. Why are they doing that? Thought they were friends.
Yes. They loved each other.
Before they were friends. I thought they loved each other. So it's just not an example you want to set for your children, the children that we're trying to grow into great in human beings. So I think taking score is not helpful. If you look at your relationship as a partnership, then it's not helpful. You're destroying it.
So talking about how people looking at their relationship as a score, I think you've got a lovely
little something
for us today to tell us about
this story is juicy.
This internet thing, you know? What you got for
I
us today?
I love the internet sometimes because it be giving me juicy stories.
Listen
okay,
to this.
So this one.
Yeah, talk to me.
It's a long one again. Oh my gosh. Bear with me, people.
Yeah.
I got my glasses, you know. So, am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for not keeping up with my wife's cleaning demands? We've had this talk before. I had a major fight with my wife a few hours ago, and I strongly think that I'm in the right. But she is so angry, I almost feel like I'm the one that's crazy. I'll provide context. I married my wife 3 years ago, but we have been together 6.
Okay.
One important thing to note is she is extremely clean.
Okay.
I regret not moving in together until we married because while I knew she was clean, I didn't know the full extent. Okay. Let this be a lesson to live with your partner before marriage.
See, this is the thing we always say. People with OCD shouldn't bring their OCD on me. You know, if you want, if you're
if you're living in the house needs to be clean, bro.
But
listen,
you can be OCDing by yourself, bro.
No.
Don't be getting me involved.
No, because the house needs to be clean. If I'm cleaning the house, it needs to stay clean.
But okay? We need to live in it.
You always say this, but you can't make a sandwich and then leave crumbs on the side.
No, you
wipe
can't.
Wipe it down.
Yeah.
Yes? You say no, you can't, but you leave crumbs on the side, my friend.
Anyway, we digress.
Anywho, yes, so let this be a lesson to live with your partner before marriage.
Mm.
Even though we did live together before marriage and we still had these same issues. Mm. Just saying FYI. Okay. Anyway.
Continue.
She is the reason why our house looks like a model. Looks like a model home.
Mm-hmm.
She hates dishes in the sink while I'm content to let them sit for a couple of days.
Days?
Bruh, you can't be serious.
Days.
Mandem, I need to explain this to me. How can you leave plates and things in the sink for days?
Days. My guy said it days.
Couple of days.
I wouldn't say a couple of hours or a couple of minutes or something.
Couple of days.
Like after dinner, you chill, just let the food digest and then you deal with it. No, days.
She spends her off days scrubbing bathrooms because in her mind, they should be cleaned weekly.
In her mind.
What? Of course they should be cleaned weekly. When are they? What? The thing you use every day, multiple times a day, that actually you leave your things in, your dirty germs in. Okay. She doesn't let me bring my shoes inside. Bro, this guy's not serious. You're bringing in outside dirt into the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She doesn't let me bring my shoes inside and insists I shower immediately when I get home before laying in bed. Okay.
I can't even help this
guy. I can't cope.
He is like... This is not real, bro.
Some of these stories.
There's people that think like this. That you've been out there... outside, sweating all day, walking on dirt and whatever is weed, everything. And then you just come in, just walk around.
Walk around the house with your shoes on.
That she's been scrubbing.
She's been scrubbing. Are you mad? And he doesn't want to shower before he goes to bed.
Nah, he wants to keep that man dirt on him, you know.
Anyway, there are a million more things, but hopefully you have an idea. This didn't start hurting our marriage until we had kids. Of course, because the children multiply everything.
They multiply that dirt, yeah.
We have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. Oh, back to back, girl. I am a stay-at-home dad.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Okay. This is where I see where this is going now. Okay. I'm a stay-at-home dad. I left work when our youngest was born, and that is when our disagreement on how clean the home needs to be started to get bad. Yeah, because she was coming home.
Because she's thinking, Bob, I'm at work all day, and you know that my cleaning levels. So now I'm coming home and I'm returning home.
And the house looks like a
bomb.
It looks like a bomb.
It looks like a bomb hit it. You haven't done nothing.
There's two kids.
You know?
Running around. Toddlers.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. So he said, so he left work when our youngest was born. And that is when our disagreement on how clean the home needs to be started to get bad. She expects me to do most of the chores now, when it used to be primarily her, and I wouldn't mind if they were reasonable. She wants the children to have a bath every day, and I think every 1 to 3 days is fine.
This is the one. That's hilarious. It's not even a real shower bath. It will just be like, go play in there, and that's it.
1 to 3 days.
1 to 3 days.
A 2-year-old and a 1-year-old.
With the amount of mess they make and the dirt they
roll up. The food that they eat.
Everything
they
is everywhere.
They eat with their hands.
They roll
around
on the ground.
Is there time to be messy?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so she wants them to have a bath every day. He wants to do 1 to 3 days. She wants all of their toys put away by the end of the day. And I think there is no point when it will be a mess again. He doesn't think that they should put toys away.
Okay.
Okay. She wants the dishes done daily. She wants all house bedding washed weekly. She wants me to vacuum weekly. She wants me to mop every 3 to 4 days, since in her logic, the kids spend a lot of time playing on the floor.
You should know, because you're there with them, blood. You know that you're there.
I can't do this. This is worse. They will not be hurt or sick if I mop every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks. I can't do it. because I don't play along with most of her demands, she ends up being the one to do most of the housework when she gets home or her rare day off. I'm done. How can you be doing the housework and you're going to work? What?
You work, a double work.
My guy's at home.
Yeah.
It's not like there's no one at home. He's at home.
Yeah.
Anyway, she works 40 to 80 hours a week. And she's coming home to clean after 8-hour week. Aye. So it's
That's
a lot.
That's mad, you know.
I can't. It's a lot, but she does it. She does it to herself. I feel I do what is reasonable. This all built up today. She got home and saw I hadn't yet washed the dishes and there was still grease / food in some of the pans and on the countertop. Also, I hadn't yet brought in the trash cans from the previous two days when they were emptied. So she flew off the handle calling me lazy and a slob. She said she would like for me to return to work, since in her eyes I'm doing a poor job, and use the money to hire a weekly housekeeper and a nanny who wouldn't leave the kids in PJs all day. I got pissed and told her she is crazy and she works herself up over small things, and I will not be leaving my kids with a stranger. She packed a bag for herself and our babies and she's gone to her mum's. I'm furious. Am I the asshole?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Arsehole is you, fam. In the dictionary, they should have you next to it. But doing 40 hours alone is outrageous.
40 hours is a lot. It depends. It really depends what kind of work you're doing for that 40 hours. If it's like physically demanding 40 hours as well.
You, babe, you know how using your brain is more taxing than actually doing manual labor. So if she's.
It could be both.
It could be both.
It could be brain and physical.
Anyway. Okay?
So that's a trying to play the 40 hours. Yeah, that's just okay. But he said 40 to 80.
He doubled it. Yeah.
Crazy because when you have kids, innit, you don't. There's two aspects. When you have kids, young kids, you don't realize how much effort it takes to actually be with them all day.
Mm.
The energy they have, how much attention they require.
They never stop.
How it's just constant. Dad.
You got to be on it.
There's no minute break.
To sit down. No.
There's no break. No. Especially at that age.
Oh,
it's relentless.
Yes. Even when they nap, you don't have a break.
Because you have to clean your dishes that have been there for 2 days. it's actually ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
And the washing, your washing is there. You got to do your food. You got to start cooking.
Mm.
I think he has grossly underestimated what it takes to be a stay-at-home dad or stay-at-home parent.
He thinks it's easy.
All you do is just chill all day and watch daytime TV.
Yeah.
Nah.
Which is the misconception.
Huge
misconception.
Because he's telling you now the house has to stay clean because it was clean.
Yes.
Now there's more people in the house, so it's more dirtier, so he needs to be on it more.
Mm.
You can't leave it there. If there's two of you in the house, you can maybe do laundry 2 or 3 days later or once a week because you have enough clothes. When there's young people, little people in there.
Oh, you got to wash those clothes every day.
Every day, bro.
Every day.
You know, I'm every day as a laundry officer, making sure that all the clothes are where they need to be. They need to be washed, dried. Because you lot be just doing 3 outfits a day. So
you are the enforcer of laundry. My gosh. It's crazy how things have changed.
We have to.
Enforcer of laundry. Wow. No, I think he is being completely and utterly unreasonable. I think he doesn't understand the dangers that can happen when children are not supervised properly, first of all, number one.
Yeah.
Because the floor needs to be cleaned. It does. Come on. They can't be picking up things and putting it in their mouth. That's a recipe for disaster right there. The floor hasn't been clean and you've left it for several days. Things fall on the floor.
Yeah.
They're rolling around. They're crawling. They're walking. They'll see something. They'll go, oh, that's nice. Blomp, right in the mouth. Choke on it. That's it. That's the
Done.
End of it.
And you won't even know what it is because
you won't know what it is
so much stuff is on the
floor. That's why the toys need to be put away.
Yeah.
That's why they need to be put away so we can actually walk around the house without danger. The amount of times you step on a Lego piece or something or a toy that's a little bit funny, like a funny shape or something, and you end up hurting your toe, your foot.
That pain.
It's so sudden.
Because you open your whole body weight on your walk, blood.
You're just walking as normal and then woof. It's as bad as stubbing your toe on the side of the table, okay? It's so painful. Put the toys away, for God's sake. What the hell? What do you mean? Oh, it's just going to get a mess again. Yes, it is a repetitive job. You do the same thing every day. It's Groundhog Day, okay? Literally. If you're not leaving the house, it's the same routine. That's what children need. Routine.
Routines, man.
Yeah, so they know what to expect. Yeah. The fact that he didn't want to change the sheet. He just didn't want to do anything.
He doesn't
wash the dishes. Change the sheets.
He's complaining about everything.
This is normal stuff that we do all the time. And it's not even like she was asking for anything wild. It was just literally like once a week, change the sheets. You should do that because you lose your skin flakes.
Your water and
so
all that, your
much.
Sweat. Yeah, that's it.
Sweat,
yep.
Oil, all sorts happen on the sheets. You need to wash the sheets because it's nasty to sit in your own sheets for more than a week. You know, there's some people out there that change their sheets every day. No joke. That's a bit excessive for me, but you know.
Because now they're keeping school in a bad way now, because he's literally going, listen, all you do is go to work. That's yes, all you're doing. Yes. You know?
Yes.
That's it.
And you're giving me a list of demands.
Yeah, you're giving me demands.
Yeah.
Can you not see what I'm doing? I'm dealing with these little kids every day. I'm cooking for them every day. They're alive.
Yes.
I have to mop every 2 weeks. I have to do the dishes every other day. I have to give them baths every 2-3 days.
Oh, my God.
Not at all looking at what she's doing and why she's doing the 80-hour weeks for the family. Mm. Because they made an arrangement. She might be making more money than him with her job.
Yeah.
And they said, okay.
It makes sense.
We need somebody to be at home. Who's going to be? Is that going to be you? Is it going to be me?
Yes.
She said it's going to be you. And then she took it.
Exactly. Which is fine. You know, that happens
that
sometimes.
That dynamic works. If it works for you.
If you're both on the same page.
Yes.
If you're both saying, okay, we're going to agree. You go to work. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to look after the house. I'm going to look after the household.
Look after it.
Not the children. Mm. The entire house.
Yeah.
you know. You've got to look after everything that happens within the home. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Which includes cleaning it.
Yes.
Keeping it safe. For the little people and for yourself. He doesn't want to bathe his children, people. I'm baffled. Because I can't. I just remember them, like the kids being really small.
Mm.
And you know, you put them in the high chair and you just put the food
for
them, and they just get it everywhere. And I've got pictures of like Elijah with porridge in his hair, in his afro, because
they just get it.
And imagine if I didn't wash him afterwards, he'd just be walking around with porridge in his afro.
Porridge, spaghetti. Imagine
spaghetti.
How spaghetti.
They always have spaghetti.
Yep, they do, because they have the hula hoops.
Yes.
You know the hula hoops. What are they called?
I didn't feed that to the children.
Yes, they had the hula hoops. Well,
no. Hula hoops? It's not hula
hoops. What are they?
Spaghetti hoops.
Our
children did not eat spaghetti hoops, babes.
Spaghetti and tomato sauce.
No.
We're
African.
not tomato ketchup, just sauce.
African. We are African. We eat stew.
A stew.
Okay.
Yes.
Stew.
Yes.
Tomato stew.
That.
Yes.
Like just noodles, you know?
Yes. Noodles is still happening in the house. So, yeah. Yeah, I just can't imagine not washing them after that whole situation happening. Like for 1-3 days.
That's wild.
So yeah, I think with the scoring, he literally is saying, you know, you're asking too much, your demands are too much, you know. You go to work, you do that, and that's fine, and that's easy for you. You don't understand
what I'm
doing. How hard it is for me to do all these things that you're demanding of me, you know. It's too much. I can't do it.
It's mad.
So she's saying, okay, cool, solution. Let's get a nanny.
Mm.
Let's get someone to do the cleaning. You go back to work. That's it. That's the solution, because clearly it's too much for you. And he's like, no, I can't do that. So then do the cleaning. That's what we need to do. That's the solution to the problem. Do the cleaning, please. Thank you very much.
Do the cleaning. So what do you lot think?
Yeah? Oh, gosh.
Is he the arsehole for not appreciating the work his wife is doing? Not understanding the sacrifices she is making,
Or is her demands too much?
Is she
unreasonable for asking for the house to be cleaned, for it to be
regularly,
for the children to be bathed? It's just
every day.
I love these stories; they're the best, you know.
Oh my goodness.
It makes me just think, wow, like. The way the perception of people, the things that they perceive to be correct, is just
so wrong.
It's mad.
The way they look at life is crazy.
The rationale for things is like, okay, yeah, that's wild to me.
Yeah.
But that's the reason why we're all different. This is why we look at relationships. This is why we talk about them, because they're just
amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing to witness.
It's amazing. But yeah, let us know what you think about the story. Do you agree? Is he an asshole or not? Or nah? What do you think?
Is she being extra?
She's an extra. Let us know in the comments. And make sure you like, subscribe, tell us how you're feeling, and we will love to see you again next week. You take care.
Bye bye.